Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report, and it is now the hour, the middle hour. We usually talk about functional medicine, natural wellness, technologies, etc. We will bring on Tony a little later at the bottom of the hour, and we hope to get Sean from Less EMF. There's a couple of new projects I'm working on, and literally I work 7 days a week. I don't call it work, I call it play and ministry, because helping people brings me joy. It brings me joy to literally, like yesterday I talked to a gentleman who's been listening to the program, my show, for years, and he said for a while he had lost me because he was listening to me on Genesis. I was over at RBN, and he had a serious medical problem, and I don't ask for a consult fee. I just say, look, here's what I'm going to tell you to do to help you with your doctor do the right test, because his immunoglobulin levels were low, and he recently had a very serious lung infection. And so I give medical advice, and I do it freely 98% of the time. It only becomes a consult if they have to review medical records, order tests, or with Citrix ShareFile, HIPAA compliant, actually look at your MRI, CT scans, or lab work. And by the way, other people that are selling nutraceuticals and flogging all kinds of foolishness, they do not have my skill sets, and they cannot compete with me in any way, shape, or form, even in the same galaxy of knowledge. It's ridiculous. So, hey, Sean, it's great to have you back.
It's good to be back.
Now, there's a couple things I'm working on. I found out that if you use a MIDI female to 3.5 jack, I can actually take the Lumen Photon machine and drive it with her MP3s. And we use the Joyo amp to be a preamplifier between the MP3 player, say, and your iPhone. And I've got the atomic resonance. And I'll just read off some of these numbers so you get an idea that this is research from Linus Pauling and quantum physicists. And we can use not only their base frequency, but the solfeggio amplification, if you want to call it, you know, when you talk about the higher chords of a specific atomic frequency. So boron atomic hertz frequency is 16.112037 hertz. Calcium is 59.738246 hertz. And people have to understand these atomic resonances are important. For example, if you have mercury, which is heavy metal, mercury has an atomic resonance because of its order orbitals that interferes with zinc metalloenzyme, because in the same place in the periodic table of elements, it creates a harmonic resonance that actually jams zinc metalloenzymes in your body, which makes RNA and DNA. So one of the first things, and I wrote an article which is now posted up on Genesis, and also the link yesterday from the show, on the ontogeny of diabetes. Now I'll explain this. Sam Millam's been on my show. He's been researching electrical pollution for 40-some years. You're probably familiar with Sam, are you? Sam Milham, M-I-L-H-A-M?
I'm not familiar with him personally, no.
If you just pull up his name, just go to research it, because you guys are the top place in the world for supplying equipment. But Sam Millam's been on the show. I'm trying to get him back on the program to talk about things. But he goes around with his oscilloscope, and he can actually tell you if you've got dirty electricity coming even through your water pipes or on your electrical lines or your, just like, you know, you have these little, this package that we have up under a under Less EMF, which we now have a special subcategory under shop, which is Less EMF. We have blocking materials for putting up in your walls to block smart meters. We have clothing to block electro pollution. You have canopies over people's bed or even rugs underneath them. You have all kinds of neat technology for identifying and blocking them, like the Stetzer capacitors that block the low frequencies. Now, the problem is low-frequency electro pollution, say, in your home from step-down transformers for your computer or dimmer switches, they can create atomic resonances in the frequency range of minerals. And when they create what they call a disharmonic resonance, they actually block the mineral entering your cell and into the nucleoplasm to turn on genes. So this is how the body works in living things. Your telomere talks to the cell membrane and tells the cell membrane, hey, I need zinc or iodine or lithium, right, or magnesium. And if the ion channel is being jammed by a signal from outside, like a smart meter or cell phone or Wi-Fi network or whatever, that mineral doesn't get in. And the mineral has to come into the cell and create an atomic resonance for the exosomes and microRNAs to actually open up in the methylation pathways to unveil genes to transcribe structural proteins and enzymes. So life is a dance between biophotons and ion channels. That's a summary. That's Deagle's, you know, laws of biology, if you want to call it quantum biology, which I presented 36 years ago, and I'm 14 years away from the 50-year mark of actually, like Dr. Rowland said, if you can prove this in 50 years, you'll get credit, which I'm 14 years away now. It may happen sooner. But what I've worked out is actually I can now give you the atomic resonant frequencies for the minerals you need for specific illness. For example, in my article, I proved that the primary change that causes diabetes is an adaptive change to survive famines and ice ages, where your skeletal muscle loses copper, zinc, superoxide dismutase in your skeletal muscle, and then you lose what's called the GLUT4 transporter and insulin receptors, so your fat acids are the fuel for your muscles now, not glycogen. Now people say, well, how does that do? Well, we have a insulinogenic diet, and high insulin and high sugar drives those enzyme pathways down, so you lose your ability of muscles to use sugar. And the reason is, for you to survive famine, you have to survive on fat, which has hundreds of thousands of calories, where there's only a couple thousand or less calories of glycogen in all the muscles of your body. So diabetes is basically a skeletal muscle disease as an adaptation to starvation and famine. It's amplified by mineral depletion of the soil, which is, since the 1940s, have been U.S. Department of Agriculture has tested. Our soils are massively depleted. 98% of the soils are depleted of chromium, selenium, vanadium, all kinds of minerals necessary for insulin receptors and insulin resistance. Now, what does Less EMF have? Well, you have materials that block electropollution because these frequencies actually jam your ion channels by sending disharmonic frequencies through the body, because life is a dance between biophotons, or these frequencies, and your ion channels. So we now can put in the therapeutic frequencies. For example, I can download them and put them through the Sonic Life machine. I now have a way of putting them through the Lumen Photon and microcurrent devices. I've been talking to Dr. Darren Starwin about doing an interface so he can use it for microacupuncture. So if you have a oriental medicine doctor or people that work with the Accutron machine, which I had one in my office in Denver, you can do that, or color light therapy, where you can actually put specific colors that are harmonic resonance in the solfeggio resonance chords, if you want to call it, or octaves. So we can actually pull the octave chord frequency for a specific mineral. For example, if you look at toxic chemicals, some of these toxic chemicals actually are harmonic resonance. For example, toxic chemicals that cause cancer have specific resonant frequencies and solfeggio harmonic octaves that actually induce gene changes and cellular stress response that causes cancer. We can actually extract those frequencies using oscilloscopes now in picovolts and microamps and tell you why you're getting cancer and where the cancer is located and what it is. So when I do a Metapathy Hunter scan, or when I actually take an oscilloscope and check it over the, we call the chi or energy pathways, which are through your acupoints, I can actually pull off the harmonic resonant frequency of your DNA, in a sense, your cellular hologram that actually maintains your tissues, and extract the frequencies and tell you what's going on. Is that cool or what?
That is cool.
Now, people say, Dr. Deagle, you can't do that. I can do stuff that other people think is impossible. But I've been through a lot of persecution over this. I was one of the doctors with Dr. Jim Hedgecock that took his machine, which is the Axon 2 scanner, to look at Adelton C fibers in the late 90s, which was FDA approved in 97. And by 1999, I made it a quantifiable, non-subjective, objective, first objective machine in history to map pain out by measuring the potentiation of A-delta fibers to the base of the skull. So I could tell you if you had a potentiated nerve fiber signal from the Langerhans gate, which is in my patents in 1986, which is the primary pain gate. Opioids don't work on the pain gate, although you can put an opioid on the pain gate in the skin, not in your brain or in your mouth. And you can use a homeopathic signal frequency, and it'll shut off the pain gate in your skin, believe it or not. But the signal is A-delta fiber sending that neurological signal to your brain, and actually you can measure it. So axonpain.com, we have doctors I've trained with Dr. Hedgecock through the American Association of Sensory Medicine all over the world to map out your pain. All right?
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon.
And welcome back. Now, if you look at what's called a musical note, it's called A4, 432 hertz. It turns out that the musical scale 432 is actually a harmonic resonant scale that King David sung to King Saul, which are based on the same harmonic musical note, harmonics, as the atomic resonant notes of minerals that actually turn on all your genes. So the black keys of your keyboard of your DNA are resonant notes that fit the 432 scale. Is that cool? It's called a solfeggio scale. Is that interesting?
That's cool.
Yeah. And this stuff is available for years. I mean, I didn't invent this. You can actually go to your iPhone and get 432 software to switch music to the 432 scale because you're a musician. But it's a healing frequency. Now, The neat thing is what I've done is I can actually take and translate this into a little antenna. You guys have them. It's a 6-inch antenna. I have one right behind me, which you guys supply, along with the little Joyo amp and the little cables. I've discovered that you can get a MIDI 5-point female jack so that you can take the lumen photon and plug it in with the Joyo amp and actually broadcast your lumen pad, not just the frequencies from the lumen generator, but the frequencies for this 432 scale of atomic resonance of notes to open up your ion channels, because the primary step in healing involves three things. Number one, you need to bring the mineral into the nucleoplasm to turn on the genes. You need to energize the cell to have enough electron density, because when cells have enough electrons, they're immediately in an oxidated state, and they then produce high-energy ATP and NADH. And every disease state is a disharmonic frequency state, a hypoxic state, an anaerobic state, and a state with low energy that accumulates biotoxins and stealth pathogens. That's an absolute law of all disease and all living things, plant, animal, human, whatever. And these principles, by the way, I've putting together, and I'm going to be putting together a series of videos that are available for everybody. I'm not going to put a price on them and say, you got to pay this or that. I'm going to put it out for everyone because our planet and our civilization is crashing. We're poisoning ourselves with 5G. For example, we're putting a 5G network in New York City every 500 feet. It's ridiculous. We have smart meters, which are not smart. In fact, in Saskatchewan, it's against the law because it actually starts fires because the power surges on the line will cause your house to go on fire or your business. These are also setting the cells on fire. We call BOF. If we look at electricity with Sam Wilhelm, he says going back even to sine wave alternating 60 hertz current, the harmonic resonance and the electropollution, which 90% of the pollution does not come back to the power generating factory, is dumped into the ground. So grounding, which the native peoples did, is not good for you anymore. If you're picking harmonic, disharmonic resonant frequencies that then detune your cells so that the ionic resonance doesn't let the minerals get into your DNA to turn on your genes. So why do you think the number one cause of dementia now is because of MSG-type agonist foods that increase the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor, increase oxidative stress with singlet oxygen, hydroperoxy and nitroperoxy radical, and the presence of disharmonic resonant frequencies that actually shut down the gene complexes so your astrocytes no longer use sugar for fuel, like, you know, a drag racer, but have to have carbonate fatty acids, like from, you know, a super concentrate that we're working on a formula that's going to be made liposomal for brain metabolism, because number one cause of death in Britain right now is dementia. Dementia is diabetes of the brain, which is caused in the 20th century and beyond. The primary triggering factor is the stress from electropollution. Electropollution is a primary trigger for diabetes, heart disease, dementia, and autism. It's electricity and electropollution. Isn't that wild? Chemicals are bad. I mean, they know the toxic chemicals, and there's evidence about that. You know, your wrappings of food and your pans are giving off chlorofluorocarbons and so on. They're all bad, and they're all causing disharmonic frequencies and jamming tissues. But the greatest cause of most of the Western diseases now, including diabetes, is electropollution. Wild, hey?
Wow. But at least we've got protection.
We do, but most people don't know. First off, unfortunately, whether they're... I tell my patients, customers, because I have a basically a telemedicine practice, if they, and I have one lady who wanted to have a protocol to bring to her doctor. How often do you think, and I have literally... A lot of nurses and a lot of physicians are actually my customer patients. How often do you think when I tell them, bring this to your doctor and ask them if I have permission for me to get their email and their phone number, and I will, or Skype, anywhere in the world, Cairo, Egypt, whatever, let me contact them and train them or teach them or even start a dialogue. How often do you think that is allowed by the other party?
I don't know.
Never. They never, they're terrified to even dialogue with me for me to ask them questions to see their knowledge base. I had a dialogue a few months ago with a cardiologist. And now I had the only dual laser blood viscometer in the west of Harvard, because the cardiologist I work with in research on the cause of vascular disease, because I have a background in quantum physics and epigenetics and biochemistry and intermediate metabolism. And he said it was voodoo that blood viscosity had anything to do with vascular disease. Well, the guy I worked with was from Harvard. And now that test is done at Tutwiller, Washington, Meridian Valley Labs, and has been for years. And they also measure it at Veritas Labs. Your specific cytokines are directly related to oxidative stress that causes plaque formation. Plaque causes heart attacks and strokes, not the intrinsic and extrinsic blood pathways. But if you talk to the average doctor, they have cranial cephalic rectal insertion syndrome. They're headed so far up their rear end, they've never seen daylight for decades. And I'm not being arrogant over that. I'm really upset by it, because I don't want the medical profession poisoning and killing patients, and I want the medical profession to solve problems. But people won't even ask good questions like, well, is it harder for a pump, let's say pumping your pool? Well, all of a sudden, you change all the water in your pool to corn syrup. Do you think your pump might burn up and burn out? Of course it would. The blood viscosity in your blood is directly related to the cytokines to relieve formation and oxidative stress and form plaque. And you can measure these markers. They're at a federally certified lab, Veritas, lab that used to be called Singulex. Now, the same thing goes with electropollution. Dr. Klinghardt has done research even on electron microscopy and showed not 1 or 2%, not 40%, but 100% of tissues exposed to electropollution. So the neuropores and ion channels are directly jammed by electropollution. Not there isn't an exception. Everybody and every living thing is jammed by electropollution. So people, and the average person, when they listen to me or even the show, it's only those that listen long enough where I help them or their family member that by word of mouth, they say, I trust Deagle, even though if you Google his name, he's a psychotic nutball who's an arrogant SOB. He thinks he knows everything. Unfortunately, I do. And if I don't know everything, I know what questions to ask to find out everything. And people are irritated by that. They say, well, my doctor says I need to take 4 drugs, including insulin. I had one gentleman this morning I talked to before the show. He was, doctor did a test. He unfortunately had a meal 2 hours before, so his blood sugar was like 400. She was immediately going to put him on insulin, glucophage, all kinds of toxic, basically diabetic drugs. There are also lawsuits already for people losing their limbs. And I said, look, just repeat the test, and I'll get you on nutraceuticals. I said, in the meantime, let her put you on some glucophage, which is not too bad, but you don't want to stay on it. And his test came back, his blood sugar is 126, and I'm sure after he's on my nutraceuticals, like diabetoline, berberstatin, glucagon, and biotin plus and what's called leptin metabolic to restore his leptin sensitivity and insulin receptors. He takes minerals like Minerals Plus and Vitaminerax. His diabetes is going to go away because we're repairing the ion deficiency and the insulin receptor pathways and reducing his glucagon and cortisol levels, which are counter-insulin hormones. Do you think his doctor knows this? Are you kidding me? She's in the dark ages. She's there with a bucket of leeches about to poison a man to death.
It's been said.
Come back. So we have Tony and we have Nutridyne. Tony, I'm going to give you a little treat today. You're the Nutridyne chemist. You make the Nutridyne for us. The only plasma iodine, which is monatomic, tesla activated, so that the outer orbitals are not in the diatomic form, which is all of the forms of iodide, iodate, Lugol's iodine, etc. And unfortunately, most of the companies are making iodine extracted from mining, and so they also contain heavy metals and biotoxins, or just simply they have the diatomic form, which is a lower energy state of iodine. So it doesn't have the antipathogenic effect. It doesn't have the mitochondrial genesis effect of generating new mitochondria. And doesn't have the oxidative amplification effect of creating a higher oxidative state, which alkalinizes tissues and displaces higher energy halides like fluoride, chloride, and bromide. Most people, and I like asking questions because I like to take people who are, you know, I call intellectual giants, or they think they are, and cutting them down to size. I like to convert, Goliath intellects down to those that need to apply to Game of Thrones as a dwarf. How's that? That's my bizarre sense of humor. Now, a lot of people get offended by it. Tough. Come into my cage match if you disagree with me, okay? And I'm not being cruel about this, but people don't ask questions. So my first question about an endocrinologist is, how often have you tested that the T3 or T4 molecule you measure has iodine on it or fluoride or chloride? Did you think that you know that I've known there's not one endocrinologist I've asked this question over years, decades, has come back and said, we never measured if our T3 is T3I or FL or CL or BR. They don't know what other halides. Now, all other halides, by the way, when they attach to bioreceptors in the body as biotoxins, they lock on to the female or feminizing receptor in human cells 200 to 300 times more avidly than even estrone and the other two female hormones, estradiol or estriol. And so if you're talking about spermageddon and the feminization of males, it's primarily halide toxins out there that are doing it, whether they're outgassed from using chlorofluorocarbon pans in your kitchen or wrappings around your food or biotoxins because you throw things in the microwave and the plastic top of them outgasses CFCs, and it actually can cause breast cancer, but it also feminizes males. Now,
is there an actual method that they can use to identify the particular T3 and T4 hormones that are chlorinated or fluorinated?
Yeah, what you do is you'd have to extract the thyroid hormone, separate it by a ion exchange resin, so you've just got the T3 molecule. Then you have to hit it with what's called a neutron beam. It's called a dual-coupled neutron flux spectroscopy. You're familiar with that. You're a chemist, so you know about dual-coupled nuclear spectroscopy. Basically, you have to hit it with a neutron beam. And when you do the neutron beam spectroscopy with dual-coupled, like Dr. Shade's lab, that can look at heavy metals, he says, oh, my God, look at this. Half of their hormones in their body are fluoride or chloride, and they're not iodine at all. So it's going to have abnormal receptor binding capacity to the crystallography of your mitochondria, and it's going to screw up oxidative phosphorylation. Now, when you ask questions, I'll give you one of the questions I like to do with cardiologists. I say, now, they've read Harvey's The Heart, which goes back 500 years in Britain. Mr. Harvey was an anatomist who discovered the circulatory system. But the heart doesn't pump more than about a quarter to a third of the blood out to the tissues. Most of the pumping action is the peristaltic non-Newtonian fluid dynamics from the heart with the contractile wave of the blood vessels to the tissues. And the research is actually published by cardiologists that also have a PhD in advanced non-Newtonian fluid dynamic physics. It's in their own journals, but these other doctors, they don't have the scientific or intellectual or mathematical capacity to understand non-Newtonian fluid dynamics. So it goes over their head, under their head, or whatever. It just misses them. Now, if you ask them about the heart pumping blood back to itself, none. The heart does not pump. It doesn't have a giant straw to suck the blood back to itself. It's the peristaltic waves of venules, veins, and the inferior vena cava that returns it to the heart. Now, if you apply the same principles, what nitriodine does is it unlocks the oxidative phosphorylation, so it makes your cells aerobic. So there's three things that nitriodine does. It makes new mitochondria, makes your cells aerobic, which prevents virtually all disease. And it displaces other halide toxins that are disrupting your cells and reverses feminization of humans. So the first thing you want to do is have a pure water system, which we get 10% off if you buy it from us. Better than a Berkey or any other system. You want to make sure you don't have drinking water that's saved from the tap that's got fluoride, chloride, or bromide, like fluoramines or chloramines. And you want to take enough Nutridyne. Everybody should be taking Nutridyne, even little babies, because we're seeing what I call a mitochondrial apocalypse. And part of the reason why people are getting sicker and weaker and why the flu is more virulent is just because the immune systems are failing. Because when your mitochondria fail, your immune cells, your T lymphocytes can't kill viruses. Now, there's a thing called the 432 solfeggio frequency pattern. And if you look at the atomic frequency of Nutridyne, even though you're a chemist, I'll bet you don't know it.
What is it?
Well, if you look at the various frequencies here, and I'm going to just go down my little list here. Magnesium, sulfur, vanadium. Let's see. See if my list is long enough that I have it here. The frequency for iodine is 189.14801 hertz. And, of course, you can go to solfeggio harmonic chords above that. You know, just like you go to the higher chords, so you can actually hear a note. That frequency you can't hear, but you can feel if you're on a sonic vibration machine called Sonic Life. Now, that frequency we can now pump through using your little devices, like the Soyo amp and these other jacks, into a Lumen Photon machine or into a little broadcaster antenna that you can broadcast to your room, or even music. You can convert this to the 432 harmonic resonant frequencies. For example, the ancient Tibetans, Pythagoreans, and anyone before 1834 did not have intentionally tune their frequencies to 432 scale. Simply not did not exist at the time for the evidence, a single solid evidence of an ancient flute or bowl. You find, because here's what the theory is: the 432 frequency is associated with the frequency of 8 hertz. On a musical scale, it's called the A4 note. And what happens is, if you actually look at the atomic frequency of minerals, it's the crosstalk between your telomere, the little antenna on the inner chromosome, and your ion channels. And the ion channels then let the mineral in, and the mineral tells the genes which genes to transcribe to make structural proteins and enzymes. So the black keys on the keyboard of the song of your DNA are mineral atomic resonance of the plasma form, or the monatomic form of mineral. So the monatomic form of iodine, I can broadcast that frequency in and turn your thyroid back on. Now, simply by taking it, you're doing that, because if you put the tincture in, say, water like my drink, which I have every day, and you drink it, your body's going to say, hey, I have to hear the atomic resonance of water, because raw water is a Phonon-Maser superconductor. In other words, it's a informational superconductor. That's why if you're looking into exobiology, they look at the atomic resonance to see if there's water on the planet to see if it's a, quote, Earth-like or life-supporting planet. Because water conducts information in living things between cell membranes and their inheritable material, DNA, RNA, or other forms of genetic material, including things like reverse transcriptase. You can actually take proteins and convert it back to messenger RNA and DNA. Did you know that? It's called reverse transcriptase. So we have the
saying that, but without, like, if you just expose the cells to the frequency that iodine, atomic iodine puts out, then you don't even need to use iodine?
No, you have to have the iodine. Here, the problem is, you see, you need both. You need the dance between the biophotons, and you need the mineral. That's why people need the Nutrimeds along with the ionic frequencies. When you have the ionic frequencies, your body says, hey, I can take this in now. I can displace the fluoride, chloride, and bromide. I can activate male hormone activity. I can reverse andropause. I can actually make your mitochondria wake up. Because remember, the theory about aging is when you die at, say, 82, you've got 2 to 5% of stem cells that are just as healthy as when you're newborn. But you don't have the building blocks. The only time when you don't age is when you're in utero. You're getting those 300 plus biomolecules and 6 hormones, but the placenta is a biophoton generator to tell you how to build a baby. Did you know that? And there are nuclei in the base of the brain that do the same thing. Biophoton generator to tell you they make, they're called morphogenesis, or how to build their liver and your kidneys, etc. Morphogenetic frequencies. Welcome back. Now, the important thing to understand is that the way the body works, and this is interesting, I have Bose headphones, which are really cool. You can be in a place that's noisy, and it takes the external noise and actually does noise-canceling frequencies through a little circuit, so you only hear the music you're playing in your ear from your MP3 player. Now, I've worked on how to do this technology using oscilloscopes and technology. I stand on the shoulders of Dr. Zhu, TSU in China, Dr. Nesterov and his team over the last 50-plus years in Russia. People like Linus Pauling, who worked out the atomic resonance. When I tell you these numbers, like the resonant number for iodine or for, say, indium. Indium is a part of our indium-ME. We used to have indium-Es. It's even better because it's not indium sulfate. It's indium attached to hydrogen, so it's alkalinized, and it's in a liposomal enzymatic envelope, which carries it across the cell ionic membrane of the nucleoplasm, which is a little spheroid inside your DNA of your cells, to actually chaperone minerals in, because it's the atomic resonance of plasma minerals that turn on your genes to make structural proteins in your smooth or rough endoplasmic reticulum outside the nucleoplasm in your cell. Mm-hmm. And when those proteins are made, you remake you. Now, it turns out your stem cells are only released at the time when you're in stage 4 rapid eye movement sleep. That's the only time when your body releases stem cells and sends a harmonic resonant note to the tissues to say, rebuild this tissue. So if you don't sleep, you don't rebuild you, which is why sleep is important. The most important mineral, for example, for you to actually convert 5-hydroxytryptophan through the tryptase and pyrrolase enzymes to melatonin, which is the most powerful antioxidant to fight cancer, is molybdenum. Isn't it interesting? Molybdenum. Is that interesting or what? Molybdenum's reference frequency note is 142.9961907 hertz. Now, we can work out the solfeggio frequencies above that, and that can actually convert to a musical note you can actually hear if you want to play this music in a room. And you can have background music playing with it, but these notes you can actually play through the sonic life machine, and you can actually hear the music while you're, even if you're not exercising, you just turn it on and sit on it or stand on it, and it'll pump the frequencies as sound and electromagnetics through your body, or you can use a lumen pad and pump the frequencies through that, or a microcurrent device, which I'm working on figuring out ones that are cheap and easy to use, and I'll just send you on a consult the actual harmonic resonant frequencies to start opening your ion channels. Now, you need to have our nutriments, which are albion chelated minerals, but less EMF is, your role in society is going to get more and more intense, because everywhere, you live in the Northeast, in New York, they're putting up 5G networks everywhere. Now, the primary symptom that people display that are electrosensitive is insomnia and agitation and easily shocked. In other words, their body's stressed, so their blood pressures are higher, their blood sugars are higher, their cortisol higher. Well, what happens is the stress response to tissue is to stop transporting transionic minerals. Mm-hmm. So if you stress somebody under electropollution, they're going to turn diabetic, hypertensive, and obese and have higher cortisol levels, which is an anti-insulin hormone. So, you know, with Dr. Sam Millen, they've actually shown very clearly that, and I talked about this in the last segments with Sean and Les EMF, you're going to get diabetes. Diabetes is a sign of stress. it's a sign of switching on what's called the famine genes, so you survive famine and ice age. Now, our entire society is going to what's called type 2 hypothyroidism, so you can measure reverse thyroid hormone. You could do an oxygen clamp test to see how much carbon dioxide they're generating and how many mets. And you'll see that their metabolic rate's low. You can measure their core temperature with a gerothermal alcohol thermometer before they get up and twitch their muscles and raise their core temperature as they go to the bathroom, and or do a frequency or do 2-0 digital thermometer, and you'll see, oh my gosh, no wonder they're fat. Their metabolic rate's 25% below normal. So if they eat the same calories as someone their age and sex, they're going to get fat because maybe they got 50 or 100 calories extra every day. This is not being burned off and being converted to fat, so they don't die. And their muscles are using fatty acids, not sugar. All right? Mm-hmm. So it's all tied together. People say, well, is electric pollution bad? Yeah, and they're increasing it. Everybody's home now in America has got these stupid smart grid meters on, which if somebody doesn't like us in China, there's a thing called the Blue Army in Tianjin. But Tianjin has an army of 250,000 programmers. They're doing cyber attacking. And I've got the article here by Mr. Ray, who's a new FBI director. And I'm just going to read this to you so you get an idea. The FBI Director Ray warned a dire warning about China's growing influence in the Senate Intelligence Committee here on Tuesday. That's yesterday. And he said there's a variety of ways China was implementing a plan to replace the U.S. Now, one of the most powerful ways is 250,000, just in Tianjin alone, cybernetic Blue Army hacking into us. Did you know that? 250,000 programmers. And these are not low IQ programmers. These guys are willing to do anything, and nobody's going to restrain them in the communist Chinese government from hacking into our government or our military facilities or power grid or anything. And having a smart grid, which also is electropolluting us, makes it wonderful. You can pump in frequencies. And see, my theory suggests if I want to make people commit suicide, I can pump a specific suicide frequency and they'll do it. If I want to make people depressed or just not sleep at night, I can pump in a frequency and their brain will not release melatonin, because every 180 minutes, your brain releases a little pulse of melatonin. And you get a big pulse when it's time to go to sleep. So if you jam that, you're not going to get melatonin. You're not going to go to sleep. And if you get people more and more depressed, they're going to turn diabetic, hypertensive, whatever. Or you're going to make them so depressed, they're going to riot. So, riot frequencies are very possible. You can take animals and expose them to harmonic resonant frequencies and make them go crazy.
Affect the pineal gland's production of melatonin?
Well, it raises the oxidative index of the pineal gland. Remember, guess what? You know about the different colors of the chakra, right? They talk about in Indian or in Ayurvedic medicine. Chakra are basically the numbers of chakra of the brain and the body. The atomic resonant frequency of the pineal gland is what frequency?
I'm not too sure.
It's the frequency of iodine in its plasma form. And, in fact,
so that's what stimulates it?
Yeah, and it's also the place, by the way, the silver cord that the Bible talks about is attached to the pineal gland that connects your astral or your non-physical body in the higher consciousness plane. Is attached to the pineal gland, the singular organ. And, by the way, the Catholic Church and their anatomists have announced this up to 1,000 years ago. Do you know they announced in their own encyclia, written in Latin, 1,000 years ago, that they know this is a fact because the ancient books had understood it, that the soul is attached to the pineal gland of the body. And the primary atomic frequency is if you calcify with fluoride, chlorine, or bromide, the pineal gland, you're literally cutting off the soul connection to your physical body.
And so isn't that term calcifying it, hardening?
So if you want to decalcify, there's several things. First, you take Neutrodyne. Secondly, you take full vitamin K2 or minoquinone 7. And you reduce free radical load in the brain because nitroproxy, hydroproxy, and zinc with oxygen are oxidizing. And you have unrestrained calcium because you don't have enough transcortical levels of magnesium. So we have magnesium L-threonate, which carries it across the blood-brain barrier. Mm-hmm. Regular serotonin in the gut doesn't cross the blood-brain barrier to make melatonin. You have to use 5-hydroxytryptophan. So we've got a controlled release of 5-HTP that will help be support. But if you don't have the minerals like molybdenum and iodine, there's a number of minerals necessary for your brain to make melatonin, including, most importantly, molybdenum. So you don't have these minerals, and you don't have the oxidative stress relieved, and you don't get rid of free radicals, you're going to calcify parts of your brain, and you're going to get what we call reptilian activity. When you drop your oxygen concentration below 14%, you basically make people basically act like they're decorticate animals. So they have no frontal lobe activity to suppress bad behavior. And there's favelas in Buenos Aires where there's enough toxic pollution that the oxygen concentration is down as low as 14 to 12%. Now, the worldwide oxygen concentration has dropped from 21% at sea level to 19. So there's places in the world, especially at higher elevations, where the oxygen levels in the brain are not adequate for frontal lobe activity.
I see.
So you have to understand, so what Neutrodyne does is it raises the oxidative reaction, so your tissues have a higher potential metabolic activity. It displaces halides, and it actually is mitochondriogenic, and it actually helps you generate new mitochondria. For example, our natokinase with PQQ, piroquinolone, also helps with the Neutrodyne to make new mitochondria. So most people, if you want to look to see if they're getting sick or diabetic, the best electron microscopy change is decreased mitophagy of old damaged mitochondria in the cells on electron microscopy in diabetics. Is that interesting or what?
It is.
So if you're diabetic, hypertensive, obese, whatever, you're going to have funky looking mitochondria on electron microscopy and you need Neutrodyne. And even if your T4 and T3 are normal, your metabolic rate's low, and you have elevated reverse thyroid, you need Neutrodyne. I think everybody, babies included, need to be on it because we have a mitochondrial apocalypse happening because of halide toxins and electropollution.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.